Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The insurance industry supply chain plays a vital role in providing service to millions, but it also creates opportunities for cyber risks. A recent report from Security Scorecard explores the cybersecurity challenges in this industry, focusing on weaknesses in its supply chain that contribute to third-party risks. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Andrew Correll, Senior Director of Cyber Insurability at Security Scorecard. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, it's a pleasure to be here.
So, Andrew, let's kick it off. What were some of the key findings of the report?
Some of the key findings that we found were starting with overall security posture. We found that the insurance industry's average security score was on par with other sectors. But about 23% of companies in our study were found to have either a C, D, or F grade, which indicates a higher likelihood of breach. Another key finding were specific security issues that were potentially problematic, ranging from things like weak or missing encryption, particularly around application security or network security. And then also things like missing FPF records, which is basically an indicator of a potential email spoofing, were also common vulnerabilities. Another key finding was that when we looked at third-party breaches in the insurance industry actually has the highest rate that we've observed of third-party breaches, so about 59% of breaches were third parties, more than double the global average. And really, it suggests to us that there are weaker links in the supply chain of the insurance companies. So while they're pretty well defended, those weak links in the supply chain can lead to compromise. And then finally, a dominance of ransomware. We found that ransomware is a top threat amongst breaches that we studied. Which is a strong correlation to those third-party breaches. Realistically, attackers are exploiting those vulnerabilities that they find in a supply chain in order to launch a larger-scale ransomware campaigns.
And on top of that, I would imagine it's just because data is so vital to insurance industry.
It really is. When you think of the insurance industry, you know, whether it's property and casualty companies, whether it's insurance brokers or life, health, and annuity providers, you have to think about all of the potential, just very protected information, very sensitive information, whether it's social security numbers, medical and health history, financial accounts. I mean, these are all like very, very valuable pieces of information, and the scale at which that's present in the insurance industry makes it a really big target.
Right. So what are some of the specific security issues as they pertain to the insurance and reinsurance industry?
Sure. I'll kick it off with what I mentioned at the top is SPF records, either missing or misconfigured records. And so for those who are not familiar, SPF stands for Sender Profile Framework. Think of an email like you would a piece of physical mail. The email that we read, right, that's the contents of that letter. But the envelope, when we look at the envelope and see, well, who is this coming from? When that is not present in an email system, it allows attackers to spoof that email. And this is what we hear about with financial fraud and other kind of phishing campaigns where threat actors are impersonating people and, you know, posing as somebody's CFO and saying, you know, we need to change the payment information on this and therefore leading to potential financial fraud. So we're seeing that as a big concern from our study. Also seeing things like unencrypted redirects, and all that means is, so if I go to a particular website, I may type in a web address, but it might redirect me to another more, I guess, like complicated URL. And when those are not encrypted, so using something like an HTTPS security encryption, Those types of vulnerabilities expose people to what's called a man-in-the-middle attack. And so what that means is quite literally a threat actor kind of sits in the middle of that redirect and siphons away real users into nefarious and malicious sites. And then finally, outdated encryption methods, whether it's weak SSL certificates or expired SSL certificates. Those are the things, if you, you know, pull up a web browser and you go to a secure website, you'll see the little lock there. If that's not present, that means it's potentially, it's not encrypted and it's subject to, other kind of vulnerabilities and interception of legitimate traffic. Those are the three big ones that we're seeing across the insurance industry.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Andrew, how does the insurance industry compare with other industries when it comes to cybersecurity?
That's a great question. Through our study, we found that the insurance industry's overall security posture is similar and on par with industries like the aviation and other technology industries, but lags behind industries such as healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and the S&P 500. And then as far as other comparisons, one thing that we highlighted in the report is just how the high rate of third-party breaches, setting it apart from other sectors. As I mentioned, we noticed and observed 59% rate of third-party breaches, which was tops amongst industries that we've studied.
Were there any surprises as far as you were concerned in your findings?
The surprises for us, again, just going back to the high rate of third-party breaches, we found that to be a significant concern, especially because of the sensitive information that the insurance industry has access to. And then also to not quite a surprise, but something certainly to keep an eye on is, the kind of relative weakness of the supply chain and the vendors and suppliers that we found out there. Just being so disproportionate to other industries that we found.
What do you think the implications of a cyber breach are to the insurance industry, especially a major cyber breach?
I think first and foremost is the reputational damage, because across the insurance industry, when I was an insurance underwriter, we often referred to ourselves as trusted advisors, whether we were the underwriters or the brokers. And so there comes a certain, reputational mantle that you're carrying there, and having a breach is, almost like having your home burglarized. And so it creates some damage there. Also just financial loss, not only of the insurer or broker who might suffer a breach, but also some of the downstream impacts. We've seen ransomware events in the past that have targeted insurance carriers. And one of the pieces of information that threat actors were looking for was policy information, specifically cyber insurance policy information. And so if you play that scenario out, if a threat actor gets a hold of that type of policy information, they'll be able to see who those named insureds are, but also potentially what is their insurance limit for ransomware. And that provides almost effectively a pipeline for other targets to go after. And so the financial loss could be very, very material. And then also too, just the operational downtime and potential loss of revenue. If an insurer or broker is unable to service their clients during that time, if it's a long downtime, you might run the risk of losing revenue, losing clients to competitors. And then finally, just the regulatory scrutiny, right? We're all aware that the insurance industry is highly regulated, especially as it relates to information security. So that increased oversight is there, and also the potential penalties if they're found to be non-compliant, resulting in the breach.
So how should the insurance industry be viewing this report?
To me, I think it's a clear call to action. It's a wake-up call for the insurance industry to really prioritize not only their own cybersecurity and continue to prioritize that, as we saw that the security grades within the insurance industry are relatively high, but a real call to action to place additional prioritization on third-party risk management. And so really thinking through implementing and strengthening those third-party risk management programs, including how you vet those vendors and suppliers, not only during onboarding or procurement, but also throughout the life cycle of that contract. And then finally, you know, addressing those encryption and security basics that we covered, whether it's, you know, increasing encryption on public-facing websites, patching vulnerabilities, and then addressing email security as well. And then finally, you know, just continue to collaborate and bring awareness between the insurance industry and the cybersecurity industry. You know, they're great partners, and continuing to collaborate to increase the cyber resiliency of the insurance industry is a must.
Excellent information. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
It was a pleasure, John. Thank you so much.
That was Andrew Correll, Senior Director of Cyber Insurability at Security Scorecard. And I'm John Weber for IAM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.